If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, this could be one of the best days of my life. I mean, really, this is amazing news, and I want to share it with you. And also, Tracy Elliott, president of the Anti-Cruelty Society of Chicago. Good morning. Welcome to Chicago, and welcome to WGN.
Good morning.
Yes. Talk a little closer to our friend. Yeah. I think that's okay. I'm not sure. I've talked to you about this. You know about this, and I've talked to all of you about this. There was a fire in West Chicago in an animal kennel, and way too many dogs were killed, and that happened in West Chicago. It happened just before you arrived in Chicago, and by the way, welcome to Chicago.
Thank you.
Great
to be here.
Yeah, I think. Say that again.
It's great to be here.
Say that one more time.
It's great to be here.
There we go. I've been doing this for how many years, and I had the wrong microphone up. So, what can you say? It's early in the morning. Does that work as an excuse?
That's right. It works for me.
Yeah, thank you. So, all these dogs, it's a terrible thing. I mean, all these dogs died. But I began to investigate it, and this isn't unusual. It happens right. All over the country, time and time again, where the facilities are not protected appropriately
right. With
fire alarms, which would seem like a logical thing to do. You have family members, our dogs or cats,
right. At
these places. So I called up the Humane Society of the United States, and I said, here's an idea. We need to do something about it.
Right.
And Mark Ayers, who's the representative for Illinois for the Humane Society of the United States, agreed with me and has worked very hard to help make that happen. And our state representative Pappas has been incredible to support this thing and carry it all the way through. So some said a first-time legislative effort by a first-time representative can't go anywhere. Well, it's gone somewhere. So it passed the House committee. It passed the House of Representatives. It passed the Senate committee. It's about to go to the Senate. By what I'm told, it will easily pass the Senate. It should.
That's
and there's no reason for the governor not to sign this. So I'm hopeful. You never know in politics.
You don't.
But I'm really hopeful this will happen because if it does, I've already myself even heard from other states that are interested in replicating this.
Right.
That's how it goes. You know, if one state does something, typically other states will do it. This is non-controversial.
Right.
Most state senators and state reps these days, like all of us, have pets.
Right.
Statistically, over 60% of the people in America have a pet.
Right.
And they understand, and there's really no reason this should not pass. So
that's common sense.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that more next week on this show. Good morning. It is 6:39 on WGN, and as I alluded to, Tracy Elliott is the new president of the Anti-Cruelty Society. We'll talk about Bark in the Park. It's coming up this coming Saturday.
That's right.
But before we get there, and this is an exciting event, I mean, hundreds and hundreds, maybe up to 1,000 or more dogs
right. Walking
along the lakefront. And if it is a nice day, Tom Skilling, help us. But if it is a nice day, it's the most. Bring your cameras because you have all these views. You've not done it because you're new to here.
That's right. It'll be my first one.
Yeah, and the views are spectacular
yes. Of
Chicago skyline. So you're at Anti-Cruelty Society now.
Right.
Dr. Robin Barbier's retired.
Right.
Did a national search and chose you, but you also chose Anti-Cruelty Society. So tell us a little about you, where you came from, and why you chose Chicago.
Sure. Well, I'm originally from over in northern Indiana, about 2 hours from here. I'll be going over to see my mother today.
Tell her we said hello. Oh, I didn't say it.
Yes.
At the beginning, Happy Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
And to my mom, of course.
Of course.
Who probably is up listening.
That's right.
She loves the fact I'm on so early in the morning. I don't think so. So happy Mother's Day, Mom, right. And to all of you. And thank you, Tracy, for reminding me to say that.
Sure. But I came here from Asheville, North Carolina, where I was the executive director of Asheville Humane Society for just under 4 years. That it is a very progressive, phenomenal humane society that's much, much younger than Anti-Cruelty Society. In fact, we're one of the three or four oldest in the country here in Chicago. We have a lot to be proud of. But I needed to get closer to my folks. And when this job came up, I knew that this is something I wanted to try because I knew about this organization. I had done some research about it. And I knew Robin. And I knew the heritage of the organization and the scope of the services, which is broader than most local sheltering organizations in terms of what we provide.
And well, in fact, I was just a small part of an educational event that you did to prevent dog bites.
Right.
And Victoria Stillwell, my pal, came in for that.
That's great.
And the American Veterinary Medical Association was involved, and that was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
They chose Anti-Cruelty Society, but you have special events there all the time.
7 days a week. One of the smartest things that the past leadership of the organization ever did was build an education center, and it's what we were kind of missing in Asheville is the space and the staff to really provide an education program. And Steve, on Thursday, or maybe it was Friday, we had about 85 preschoolers in from Tarkington School, or kindergartners, I guess they were.
I actually hear you were amazing at that event. So the president of the organization comes down and says, I want to talk to these kids too. That doesn't always happen.
Right. Well, it's just so much fun to watch them. And then to watch their reaction to our educators, their puppet show, and then when the actual animals come into the room. But it teaches kids super important lessons, not just about how to take care of animals, but about kindness in general, and how about being a good and kind person. And the fact that that's going on every day, literally every day, maybe not today because it's Mother's Day, but I walk over, I live close on Sundays quite often, and the education room is full. Religious groups come in and do projects. We have projects both in school and in our location 5 days a week. So there's a lot of great things going on at the corner of Grand and LaSalle. I call it the happiest corner in Chicago.
Well, I love that. And you know what? I love the fact that you said that, because sometimes people are afraid to go into an animal shelter because they're concerned that it will be a bad place.
Right. It is not a bad place. It is a happy place. In fact, one of my most enjoyable things when I need to take a break is to go outside, take off my name tag, and watch people walk by our windows. You know, people are in a hurry. It's a city. They've got somewhere to go. They've got a scowl on their face. They look very intentional. And then they look over and see the cats or the dogs in the window, and I see them take a breath and stop and smile. And it that's why I dubbed it the happiest corner in Chicago, because people walk by there in a bad mood. And they leave in a good mood.
Well, we do know that walking dogs, even the very act of walking dogs, spreads a little happiness.
It does spread
because
happiness.
Just if you're walking down the street and you see a dog, for the overwhelming percent of people, you know, even in cultures where we're veering off topic a bit here, but even in cultures where dogs are not thought of well. Mm-hmm. We evolved with dogs as a species.
We did.
So a study was done that even in those cultures, except for individuals that have had a bad personal experience with the dog, maybe who have been bitten by a dog, they still smile.
That's right.
You almost can't help but do that. And every time you smile, the endorphins in your head do a little happy dance.
Endorphins, dopamine, it's all there. The dogs are little dopamine injections.
They are. You're spreading a little happiness just by walking your dog. And that's what our current administration, not Lori Lightfoot, but our current administration didn't quite understand or care about the difference that dogs make in a community.
They do.
I know that's something you feel strongly about.
I feel strongly about it. I think the human-animal bond can change the world. And I saw it happen in Asheville. We started a program in public housing neighborhoods in Asheville to go in and help those folks take better care of their dogs. And even we didn't expect what happened. Certainly the Housing Authority of Asheville didn't expect what happened. The neighborhood changed. As soon as animals were better cared for and humans were educated about how to better care for them, lots of things happened that were the Housing Authority was happy about. Less damage, less flea infestations. But we also had fewer fights, fewer police calls to the neighborhood, certainly fewer animal control calls. In fact, the animal control calls, I think, went down by 60 or 70%.
Mm-hmm.
And the very skeptical head of the Asheville Housing Authority within 3 months sent me a letter saying, can you be in every one of our properties because of what wow. it is doing. So it opened my eyes to the idea that, animals are an answer, not the only answer, to a lot of the problems that we have among people in our world. So I've been kind of preaching that gospel that the human-animal bond has the power to change the world.
But they have to be allowed in housing facilities in the first place.
They do.
Or rentals
right.
or condominiums.
Right.
And oftentimes they're not. Even cats
right.
are just not allowed.
Right.
Or if they are allowed, there's a weight restriction for dogs.
And breed restrictions in some cases.
Yeah, and yes. And I know that Anti-Cruelty Society is on the forefront,
right.
actually, of changing that because, well, everything you just said,
right.
for starters. But in addition to that, people are forced to sometimes give up their animals because they cannot find a place to live. Actually, this is true, that allows their animals. It's something people may not... If you live in the suburbs in a house,
you
may not know about
right.
this. But, I mean, it really is true.
It is true. In fact, I have not delved deeply enough into the numbers here. I know it's one of the top. In Asheville, it was the top reason we had owner surrenders. And I've asked folks here, and I know it's one of our top reasons here in Chicago for people coming in and bringing animals. And can you imagine that, Steve? I mean, I know how you feel about your pets. I know how you feel about mine. If just to have a roof over my head, I had to surrender my animals, I can't imagine the devastation.
It's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
And it's of course, it means more homeless animals.
Yes, it does.
But this human-animal bond thing that you're talking about is mm-hmm. real, and yes. it breaks that bond. It right. fractures it.
Right. So we're taking a two-pronged approach. First, we obviously want to talk to landlords and building managers and things like that, but we're also providing educational opportunities for the residents of these places, how to be a good citizen as a dog owner or a cat owner in those residences. So it's a two-way street. That's right. It just takes one person who isn't responsible, who gets an apartment torn up or something like that, or a dog bite in an elevator,
mm-hmm.
for a rental manager to say this isn't worth the risk.
And insurance companies are responsible,
very
too.
Very much so.
Yeah. So it's not an easy problem to fix, necessarily, overnight.
It is not.
But you guys are working on it. So it's the things that Anti-Cruelty does behind the scenes that often, like what we're talking about, that people
right.
don't know about. And in front of the scenes that people might not be aware of.
Right.
I mean, there are school children that receive the education who are in first grade, third grade,
right.
whatever it is, and they don't necessarily, the parents don't know it's Anti-Cruelty Society
right.
doing this.
Right.
So it is Anti-Cruelty Society doing that and lots of other things, including Bark in the Park, which we'll talk about in a moment, 11 minutes before 7 on WGN. The Midwestern University Multispecialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive patient-centered healthcare experience at their Dental Institute, Family Medicine Institute and Speech Language Institute, Physical Therapy Institute, Eye Institute, and their clinics. And you receive exceptional care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500, 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for healthcare. WGN, 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. I'm Steve Dale with Tracy Elliott, president of the Anti-Cruelty Society of Chicago, the biggest event of the year in the dog world.
That's right.
You are now in charge of. You're in charge of all of Chicago's dogs, at least. This coming Saturday, it's called Bark in the Park. Tell
right.
us.
I hadn't thought about the fact that I'm in charge of
it. You are in charge.
Events. That's
You're
intimidating.
You're responsible.
I am. Yes, next Saturday, the 18th, at Stadium Green next to Soldier Field, we mm-hmm. have Bark in the Park, the 25th year. That's a long time for these kind of
yeah,
events.
Yeah, yeah. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. It'll be number one for me, but number 25 for the community. You can, first of all, go to our website, www.anticruelty.org, and register and come to the event with your animal or without your animal.
Well, with your dog.
With your dog,
But
right.
you know what people do? They sometimes take pictures of their cats.
That's right.
And they bring the images.
Them.
And
right.
at least they have the images
right.
in their phones.
Yes. It would be a little bit stressful for a cat, most likely. So
I think
would suggest
so.
A picture only.
Because
Thank
there will be
correction.
Like 1,000, literally
right.
1,000 dogs or more
That's
out
right.
there.
That's right. And you could also register that day at 7:30 a.m. in the park. And the walk, 2.5 mile walk, kicks off at 9 o'clock. And then we have a huge party. And the party involves a lot of great food. If you're a paying guest, it's all for free. You get you can take your dog through a Tucker Pups agility course.
Cool. I
can't imagine my dog doing that. And all kinds of great food and beer for purchase starting at 10 a.m. by Lagunitas. And live music from Johnny Aleto. Nail trims for your dogs from Sydney's Pet Grooming. Boy, I need that. And post-walk massages for your dogs from Canis Body Works, this phenomenal woman who has really mastered the art of comforting dogs through touch. There's a souvenir photo booth, and there are lots of fun things you can do and buy.
You know, it's a for me, it's a great way for social dogs.
Yes.
It's a great way to spend a Saturday morning.
Right.
First of all. And it's fun. I mean, it's fun for the dogs. It's as I say, great pictures along. If you want to take the walk, you don't have to.
Right.
But, yeah, and if you have an older dog, it's probably may not be a good idea to, you know.
Absolutely.
But if you want to take the walk, it's about 2 miles. It is just gorgeous.
Yes.
If the weather is at all nice, you will get photos of Chicago, selfies with your dog,
right.
Selfies with all your family.
Yep.
And that's the other, it's a great family event, kid-friendly event.
Very
for
kid
sure.
Friendly, you bet.
And activities that you didn't mention, but I know there's a lot of like face painting and all those
yes.
things for kids that are
right.
at all these events.
Right.
But all of that, especially the beer, really, really important. But most important is you're raising money to help homeless animals.
That's right. This money will be put to very good use, making sure that, you know, we're in an open door shelter. We take anything and anybody.
Well, talk about that a little bit, because
sure.
I think that people don't understand
sure.
that. And animal care and control by law,
mm-hmm.
our municipal facility must
right.
do what you just said.
Right.
They must, by law,
right.
take in everything.
Right.
A pot-bellied pig.
That's right.
If there's a crocodile in the Chicago River, hopefully there is not. They
right.
they're responsible for doing that.
That's
and
right.
dogs and cats that arrive at their door, they must take in. But if
that's
it
right.
wasn't for the Anti-Cruelty Society doing the same, then they're already overwhelmed.
That's right. Well, I think you point out a very interesting fact here, and that is that Anti-Cruelty Society has no requirement. There is no law. We are not a municipal organization.
And
we
yet
don't have
you
a
do
contract.
It. You
and
do
yet
it.
We do it.
Your board says
that's
we
right.
need to do this
that's
because
right.
it is the right thing to do. Life would be easier if you didn't,
that
actually.
Would be much easier if you could choose, you know, when to turn off the spigot. And I get that some
And there's a place in
that.
Town that does it. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And I understand that. Their resources can be really tough. And
yep.
what we don't want are organizations that are under-resourced taking animals in and not caring for them. So what is required when you're open admission is to be absolutely sure you have the resources to make sure that from the moment that animal hits your door until it finds its home, that it is incredibly well cared for. And we do that. And the funds raised at Bark in the Park help us do that. You know, we have a full, complete vet clinic. We have a number of incredible veterinary professionals, both veterinary doctors and veterinary techs and our animal care staff. They love these animals so much. So
well, I want to back up a little bit.
Sure.
So you do spay and neuters,
we
obviously.
Do spay and neuter, sure.
It's law that any animal adopted in Illinois must be spayed or neutered,
right.
and that's a good law.
Yes.
But you can do it in-house. But and that's important. But above
yes.
and beyond that, you can do more than that, and your veterinarians do more than that every single day, and that costs money.
It does cost money, right. Yeah, there's not a lot they can't do, and we're digitizing our equipment and getting the sort of cutting-edge equipment in our clinic, and just to make sure that we can provide any care that the animals need.
Okay, we have a couple questions here. A couple for you and a
yeah.
couple for me.
Okay.
And I'll try to get to some of them. Our phone number and our text, 312-981-7200, as I say it at the end of the show. I'm sorry. Folks want to know for some reason if the show last week was on tape. The answer is yes. We had Jane Goodall on.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to do part two of that
wow.
in a couple of weeks down the road. Someone wants to know here from 630, how does this work? Do I pay in advance? Do I pay when I get there? And I have three dogs. Can I bring all three?
You may pay in advance by going to our website and registering, or you may pay at the door starting at 7:30, and you may bring your three dogs as long as you can keep them in good control, because there's going to be about 997 other dogs there. So, but yes, you are welcome to bring three dogs.
Another question. This is from 312, and that is the question that we should have talked about. Parking. You can't take public transportation.
You can. Yes, exactly. But there is parking there because, you know, it's Soldier Field.
Right.
And so there's parking that's really convenient. But, yeah, public transportation would be great if you weren't bringing in your dog.
It's called the Green, and I've been at many events there, including your event. The last 3 years have been there, 2 years. It's right adjacent to Soldier Field. I'm trying to think of it in my head. I think it's north. West of Soldier Field, but there's signage right there. So if you head towards Soldier Field, you will find it. Or you could, I guess, if you have a small dog, a lot of Ubers and Lyfts, they do accept small dogs. In which case, it's called Bark in the Park. It's this coming Saturday morning at what time?
Registration at 7:30, the walk at 9, and the party lasts until 1.
Uh-huh. And here's what you failed to mention, the most important thing, I think, that my pals from WLS-TV, you knew I was going to say this.
I knew it.
Yeah, Roz Varon, who is incredible in so many ways, by the way, and Jose Sanders, same, by the way. I mean, these are people that have had obstacles. They've been public about it.
Right.
So I can say it, and they are incredible individuals. My brother in sound, Bart Shore, will be there as well, and he will deliver all the traffic on site. So we
and
will be there.
Steve Dale will be there as well.
Yeah. They've been doing
MCs.
All MCs. So that, again, is this coming Saturday. The website is
www.anticruelty.org.
Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy
Wonderful
Elliott.
To be here.
Yep, we'll have you on much more.
Thanks.
You're stuck with me.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if he's
Set
happy
that
about
early
that.
Alarm on Sundays.
You can hear the sounds that matter, Tracy.
Right.
The top 5 at 5 from the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantes. Weekday afternoons on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say, play WGN on TuneIn.